Episode 28, School Days, Altitude Podcast. You ready? Because I'm ready. Let's go. What up, ladies and gentlemen? It's me. It's K Fitz. And welcome back to another edition of the Altitude Podcast. So today's episode is called School Days. And in this episode, we're going to talk about five things that I wish we were taught in high school and or in college. Now, before I give you guys this list, I want to preface by saying, yes, some of these things I'm sure are taught at college. But two things. Number one, this is my list. And number two, some of these things you don't get taught unless you register for a specific class. And what's funny about this is a lot of the things I'm about to mention, if you were to register for these would be considered as electives. They are not hard. You need to have this in order to be successful out in the world. So with that being said, I'm not going to waste any more of your time. Here we go. Number one, I wish I would have understood the power of networking versus brown nosing. I'm sure you know a lot of people at work who you network with, you talk with, people outside of work in order to build positive relationships and set conditions for your success in the future. However, what we're running into nowadays are more people who are trying to build allies to do their bidding, and they feel like the best way to do that is by kicking other people in the chest, lying, and just basically trying to make everybody else around them seem obsolete compared to them. Ladies and gentlemen, those are the brown nosers that you work with. Where I think college needs to improve is in providing education for people on what real networking is. Real networking is going out and meeting people, connecting with people because you care, because you genuinely want to build relationships, and being able to walk into conversations with the ability to help others, not just to take from others. If you take, you're brown nosing. If you're networking and trying to build relationships and build people to make them better, that is the true definition of what networking looks like. I wish colleges taught what true networking was so we can eliminate so many of these brown nosers in the office today. You won't get rid of all of them. You will not get rid of all of them. But we can get rid of a couple if we change the game just a little bit. Number two, I really, really wish they taught me how to budget. My goodness. Whew. I'm going to tell you right now, it took me until right around the age of 24 to finally sit down and learn how to budget. I know some of y'all out there right now are like, dang, my man took that long. Listen, I came from a household where we lived paycheck to paycheck, and we had no idea what true money management looked like. At least I didn't know what it looked like from the people that were around me. So I had to figure it out on my own. I really wish that in college, or even in high school, that this was a mandated thing. Y'all got me in here learning trigonometry. Y'all got me in here learning algebra. But there's nothing in place for me to learn basic budgeting. Oh, unless I pick the elective. And it's crazy to me that you can make these types of life skills electives, but won't make the thing. But man, it's crazy. Anyway, I'm not gonna keep holding on to this subject. I wish they did a better job of teaching budgeting so we wouldn't have so many people in this world living from paycheck to paycheck so people with big dollars could keep people under their thumbs. But that's just me. Number three, I wish I knew how much I was worth after my degree was finished. I wish y'all knew how many people. In fact, I'm gonna ask you, do you know anybody – who left from school and immediately quit their job the minute they got their bachelor's degree, their master's, whatever the case may be. Most people that do that, it's because they've already got something lined up. You know the reason why a lot of people go get these degrees and they stay, or they stay in the same role, they don't immediately compete for the next level up? It's because schools cannot effectively communicate how much you are worth upon graduating with their degree. Now, great example, let's say someone goes out and gets a master's degree and you paid $80,000 for that degree. Have I now earned $80,000 worth of knowledge? If I was making 40K, should I feel comfortable enough to go compete for 60, for 80K, for 100,000? You tell me, what am I eligible to go out and compete for? Because I'm going to tell you a secret. There are a lot of people that don't know. And I'm going to tell you another secret. There was a time when I was one of those people. I had to genuinely go sit down, look at myself in the mirror, look at my life experiences, and I basically wrote out everything that I bring to the table, and then I had to make my own guess of how much I believed I was worth. I wish there was a way that schools could quantify how much you're worth and you don't have to go through a labor manual or contact a company and go through multiple interviews until you finally get told this is how much you're worth so that you can effectively compete coming out of the school system. I genuinely don't think it's fair for me to go and drop $90,000 for you to give me a degree, and then that degree only makes me worth $50,000 to $60,000. I may be going to the wrong university if that's the case. The next thing, number four, I wish somebody taught me the importance of my dreams, because you would be surprised how many people do not understand just how powerful their dreams are and how much their dreams are worth. If you run into the wrong professor can completely throw you off track. Because let me tell you something. If you think that school systems are filled with people that are here to power your kids' dreams, I got a secret for you. Not everybody is there to help little Johnny become the great Johnny once great Johnny gets a little more experience in life. That's truly not how it works. Some of them are just there to pick up a paycheck. And I'm going to go a little deeper. Some of them have gone through life experiences and they have lost out. They have tried to go out and start their own businesses and they've failed. Some of them have tried to do bigger and badder things and they found out that the situations that they were endeavoring into were bigger and badder than them. And they did not have the resilience to hold on, to survive, to adapt, to remain flexible, to beat the obstacles that were in their way. So now those individuals are sitting in schools teaching our children, and there's no one there necessarily to guide those children and to turn them into the people that they're meant to be. And I think that that's very sad. It hurts me to think that and to know that what I'm telling you right now is the truth. We need people who are there and committed to seeing our kids make it to that next level. But in the school system, you have to align the child with the right person that's going to help them grow. And a lot of times we're not there to see it, or we ourselves as the student are walking around blind until we find the right people to connect to that are going to help take us to that next place. If you're still out there looking for that person, I pray to God that you find them. In my case, there was a lady named Andrea Neal at Fayetteville State University, who I went to see every single week, and I know I annoyed her. I know I drove her crazy. I know I drew her up the wall, made her upset, because I just would not let go. But that woman was all I had at that school to believe that dreams were possible. And now I'm here, close to an MBA, close to getting promoted to major in the United States Army, author, podcast host, keynote speaker, all these things, because she took the time to lock in on me. So if you're still out there looking, I pray you find your Andrea Neal as well. Last thing I wish they taught me, time management. God, I wish they taught me time management. Let me tell you why I'm saying what I'm saying right now. Based on the degree program based on the workload, the school load that you get, high school, middle school, college, whatever level, if the workload is not that difficult and it does not require that much studying or any studying at all, because you have been delved into that subject for so long, you may not have to put in the work that other people would have to put in. I'm going to just say this, and I know this may frustrate some people, so if you're one of the individuals I'm about to communicate to, I'm sorry, but I'm trying to prove a point here. I guarantee you somebody who's in school studying for a chemistry degree has a much harder time getting the workload done than a person that's here doing a political science degree. Because I'm going to tell you right now, I dated a girl that was in chemistry, and it took an act of God to get this girl out on a date. And I was sitting there doing my work, and in about 15 minutes, I was literally in and out of the house. 15 minutes in and out. Most time I would probably spend an hour, 2 hours a week knocking out that workload. And when I sit back and I reflect now, I say to myself, man, I must have really managed my time pretty well. No, because these other people, because they had a much harder workload and had much more responsibility than we did, they were put in a position where they understood immediately, were forced into having to manage their time at a young age. So when they get older, they understood time management. I didn't understand what time management was until I got into the Army and I had to start going to formations and I had to start getting up early at 5 o'clock in the morning to be somewhere at 5:30 or to be somewhere at 6 to be on a run. And then when the run was done, having to rush back home and change clothes and then having to rush back to work and then having to run from meeting to meeting. It took me getting in that type of high tempo rhythm. And I understand not everybody's the same way. But I guarantee there are a lot of people that wish that they were taught the importance of time management and how it works in order to facilitate their success and to make sure that they are not doing impromptu things versus being ahead of time and setting conditions to make sure that they're winners. I'm going to go back to one more. I'm going to go back to a subject, guys. And I normally don't go backwards, but this one just hit my head. And I feel like it's very, very important to say. I'm going back to that topic of budgeting one more time. Another reason I think that budgeting is so important to be taught in school is because based on the method of payment you give to a university, you're going to be provided refund checks. And I can tell you right now, confidently, you know what most of my refund checks were spent on when I was in college? It was spent on ice cream. It was spent on pizza. It was spent on putting gas in the tank to go to the club. My money was spent on every Call of Duty game and every Madden, every NBA 2K as it came out. That was what my money was spent on. So I'm not ignorant, and I'm not going to sit here and tell you I was not very foolish. It was stupid. But I'm going to tell you something. If I would have had somebody in my ear telling me, hey, you're going to get one of these refund checks every year, or at least every semester. This can equal enough money for you to take and put it into the stock market. You could put this money into a CD that's 5 years, and then 1 year after you finish your degree, you can pull that money out. This money could be used for, if somebody was in my ear teaching me how that stuff worked, I would have been even more dangerous graduating. So now that I've said that, let me sum everything up. The point is, all five of these areas are things I wish I knew when I was in school. But not every school necessarily teaches them unless you end up in a certain curriculum or you personally select that program, if you were even aware that that program is available. Because normally when we come into school, we know what we want to do when we put the blinders on and we lock in on what it is we want to do with our lives. Big facts, no lies. So who am I turning to help us fix this? I'm turning to my community. I'm turning to you as listeners. I'm turning to moms and dads and grandparents, aunts and uncles, siblings. I'm turning to all of you to say one thing. train us up the right way. It takes a village. Take the time to pass that knowledge on. It's the beginning of the year here in January. Well, actually, it's towards the end of January now. But by August time frame, there's going to be brand new college students going off. I really would appreciate it if you inform them of some of this information that I provided to you so that they can make wiser decisions and they can be better than they already are going to be before, during, and after their degree has finished. Give them a commencement graduation in life before they even walk in to the school to get their degree. It's the Altitude Podcast. Next segment, let's go. Have you ever been knocked down in life? Felt like you weren't going to be able to get to that next level? Felt like every obstacle in your way stood so tall that it was going to stop you from getting to what you inevitably wanted to achieve in your life? I understand that because I've been there. I've gone through that pain. I've gone through that struggle. And guess what? I've also come out the other side. And I'm stronger, I'm smarter, and I'm better than I was before it happened. And I want to teach you every single thing that I've learned along the way in going through those obstacles, finding your purpose, and getting your way to the top. My new book, Altitude Tales of Resilience, is out right now. What? It's out right now. So you can go on Amazon, you can download my ebook just for 99 cents. So can I borrow a dollar? Can I borrow a dollar, ladies and gentlemen? Seriously, guys, my new book, Altitude, is out right now for 99 cents on Amazon. Make sure you check it out. Thanks for listening to the Altitude Podcast, sponsored by Audible. Did you like what you heard? I know you did. If so, make sure that you subscribe, rate, and leave a review. It really helps me out a lot, and it's very much appreciated by me and my team. Also, make sure you're following me on all social media at Official Kate Fitz. Thanks again, and until next episode, move your dreams, move the world. I'm out of here. Hey guys, go ahead, power it down.